Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're a little behind the Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we're going to pick up from where we are up to, which is Besura. It's about halfway down, halfway through the page, right? Halfway in the Amud, the last word on the line. Besura Amri Lala Hashemaitse B'Hai Lishna. In Surah, they learned this same idea in a slightly different way. They learned it like that. But in Hardah, they learned it the following way. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Tzchach Pasel Be'emtza Posel Be'arba. Tzchach pasul in the middle of a sukkah is pasul with four tfachim. Minatzad, but if it's on the side of the wall, then pasul ba'arb amos. You get four amos. Why do you get four amos? Because of dofen akuma. Right? You get four amos. V'rav amar, Rav says no. Bein minatzad, bein minatemtza ba'arb amos. Doesn't make a difference. He has a shita that it's always four amos, even in the middle of a sukkah. Okay, we never heard this yet. We alluded to it on Friday. But Rav holds, according to this memra, that anywhere, even in the middle of a sukkah, you can have four amos of the shear is four amos.
This is the same as Rava was holding.
Similar. Now, Tanan, we learned already on Daf Yud Daled, right? Nasan Aleha Neser, if you put up a board, Shuhurachav Arba Tvachim Kshera. You put down a board of four Tvachim, it's Kasher. Bishlomo L'Rav. That makes perfect sense according to Rav. To Amar, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Menatzard, Ba'arba Amos. Whether it's in the middle or on the sides, Mishamachi Kshera. That's why it's fine. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the Amar Be'emta Ba'arba, who says that the shear is four tvachim, then I'm like Shira. Then why is it kosher? You have a problem. Hachamai Eskinim in the side. No, that means we're talking about on the side. And that's why it's fine. Because less than four to Amos, so you don't have a Dofan Akuba problem. Okay? Now we're up to Tashma. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Tashma. Now another Brisa is going to have slightly different opinions. This is so confusing. There's so many different shitas out there. Tashma. The Brisa is like this. Shnei Sadinin. Two sheets. Mitzdarfin. Combined to give you a problem. You have a sheet and another sheet. Now sheets are not kosher schach. But two sheets combined. The Gemara is going to ask, what kind of, this is a Brisa we're quoting, what kind of two sheets? Shnei Sadina Mitzdarfin, Shnei Nesarim Ein Mitzdarfin, but two boards don't combine. What does that mean? So, Remeir Omer, no, Nesarim Kisadinin. Boards are like sheets. What's going on here? Bishlam Alahachm Lishna Da Amar Barav, Bein Be'emsa Bein Menatzad, Barva Amos. Doesn't make a difference if it's four in the middle or four on the side. The shear is arba amos, my mitzdarfin. What does it mean they combine? Mitzdarfin, dar amos. They combine the four amos. So if I have a sheet that's two amos, I have another sheet that's 1.9 amos, I put them next to each other, it's mitzdarif. If I have one sheet 2.5 and one sheet 2.5, and I put them next to each other, that's a mitzdarif. Now, what about boards? We said boards are not mitzdarif, according to the Tanakhama. Because boards are, I don't know. We'll see. Ella, lahach lishna da amar rab ba'arba, be'emtza ba'arba, but if you hold that in the middle it's four tfachim, not four amos, four tfachim, hechi dami. What does the brisa mean? Eid is pehudalid, if the shear is four tfachim and each sheet measures four tfachim, lama let's do it. Why do they have to combine? Each one alone is no good. Eid less behu dalid, if each one's less than four, then kanya ba'almaninu. Then each one's its own world, right? Kanya ba'almaninu. Each one its own.
They're good. There's no problem.
What?
Each one is good. It's not a problem because they're too small. To
exactly.
So they don't do anything.
Exactly. So what's going on here?
It won't cause any trouble.
Exactly. So la'olam de'hispu barba. Really, they are four. Umayim mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin la'arba amos min atzad. They combine for the arba amos min atzad to give you dofen akuma. That's all I meant to say, which is not a chiddush at all, but that's the story. Okay. So what do we say? There are shittas that hold that tzach posel in the middle of a sukkah is four tzvachim. Right? That's what we just said. Some hold that. That's how the Shulchan Aruch holds. Four tvachim and tzchach posel in the middle of the sukkah is a problem. Toshma. Let's learn a brisa that says this. It says, tzchacha bin nisarin. If somebody used tzchach made out of boards, shel erez, of cedar wood, okay, sheyesh behen dalad, and they have four tvachim, divya kol psula. Everyone holds it's a problem. Ein behen dalad, if it's less than four, Reb Meir o posel. Reb Meir says it's posel. Why is it posel if it's less than four? Why is it posel? And the answer is, it's gzeiras tikra. People are going to say, right? And Reb Yehuda, machshir. Reb Yehuda said it's fine. Reb Yehuda said it's fine. Umode Reb Meir. Reb Meir will agree. Umode Reb Meir. Reb Meir will agree. Reb Meir said that the shear is less than four, right? What exactly is the shear? We don't know. What if it's less than one? I don't know about that. But if it's less than four, it's not a problem. Umod de Reb Meir will agree. Shem yesh bein neser le neser kimole neser. That if in between each board, you fill up with kosher schach, shemeniach pesel beinehem, pesel means kosher, then kshera, it's fine. Okay? You understand that case? You have puzzle schach, and the shear is four. But if you have two of them, take one out and replace it with kosher schach, it'll be fine. How could that be? Now, bishlom alandar be'em tzabe menatzad b'dal and amos. If you hold the shear is four amos, mishumachli kshera. That makes sense. El lamanda amar be'em tzabarba. But if you hold four tvachim, am I kshera? Why is it kosher what you're doing? You're not making anything, you're not making better. Even if you remove one of the fours and replace it with a kosher one, you still have another four that's a problem. Right? So, Amar of Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Hacha, we're talking about over here, Besukka, the Lohavi El Shmona Mitzum Samasaskin. It's an 8-Ama Sukkah. 8-Ama Sukkah. If it's an 8-Ama Sukkah, you really can have Dofan Akuma going both sides. And not have sukkah at all. Now you can't have that. So what do? It's an 8-Ama sukkah, and we have neser pesel, neser pesel, neser pesel, mehagisa, neser pesel, neser pesel, neser pesel, mehagisa, v'adavolushne pesilim beemza, v'gehechsha sukkah beemza. What you've done is like this. Like I said, you can have an 8-Ama sukkah. If you have an 8-Ama sukkah, technically you have dofen akuma on both sides. There's no kosher schach. That's ridiculous. So, in the middle of the sukkah, you carve out 8 tvachim. 8 tvachim, take off whatever's puzzle there, and replace it with kosher schach. So you have dofen akuma till the middle, and the middle 8 is kosher schach.
8 tvachim.
8 tvachim. It could be 7. That's a minimum shear. 8 tvachim. 8 tvachim. Now the Rishonim ask. Now, this is a very funny thing because what does the Mishnah say? You have pasul kosher, pasul kosher, pasul. Right, you alternated until you got to the middle, and in the middle you might have to be kosher. You understand what the case is? So why do you have to alternate the other sides? Who cares what's there? If we're just trying to tell you a chiddush, that the middle has to be good. The middle has to be good. It's irrelevant what's going on in the rest of the sukkah. What's the relevance? Or is it relevant?
You're not sitting under that part anyway, because it's open at
Kuma. Exactly. So you're sitting in the middle. So who cares? I read it fast, right? Amar v'huna rei d'vashua, hacha, b'sukkah d'lohavi el shmona amatutza mosaskinon. It's 8 amos exactly big. Right? V'yav neseru pesel A neser means not kosher. Pesel's kosher. Neser, pesel, neser, pesel. You keep on doing that. Mahaygisa from one side. And then you do the same thing on the other side, but it turns out that in the middle, it's two fours of good, which equals eight. Excellent sukkah. Why did the Mishnah have to, why did the Brice have to go through the whole rigmarole? Kosher, puzzle, kosher, puzzle, kosher, they're relevant. It's irrelevant. So Rashi says, it's a long Rashi here, Rashi says, I'm in the middle of this Rashi, Hilkach. It's the last word on the line. It's about seven, eight lines down, maybe nine lines down. It says, Ksheira ayadi oso shnei psolim. It's kosher because of those two middles. Right? V'tachat ha-nesarim lo yishan. Can you sit under the rest of the sukkah? One second. But it was neser, it was kosher puzzle, kosher puzzle, kosher puzzle. So can you fit yourself into one of those kosher sections? Only for tefachim wide. So maybe that's why it gives a case like that. Don't think to yourself, well, it's really kosher over here. Yeah, it's puzzle over here and puzzle that. But I got a measuring rod over here. I got a tape measure. I'm right under the kosher part. No, don't say that. You must sit in the middle section, which is totally kosher. You understand?
Yeah, but if the mechanism anyway is dofnakum, how would you think that even though there's...
Because it's kosher. I took kosher, puzzle, kosher, puzzle. It's kosher here. It's not a wall. It's not a board. I threw on a board. No. What's the difference if it's a board or this? Well, if it's this, I can think I can sit here. Right? It says, Rashi, don't sit there. Right? Vasukha ain't on
the
cell
as best. The reason not sit there is that it's part of the wall, not that it's...
Exactly. Exactly. Even though it happens to be kosher schach.
Right.
It happens to be.
Yeah.
But it's the din of Dofen Akuma. That's exactly why, maybe that's why the Gemara is saying a funny case like this.
Yeah.
I don't need to know what those walls are made out of. It's irrelevant to me. No, it's relevant because you could think it's good.
Wow.
Don't make that mistake. Okay. Amar Abaya. Avir Shlosha Besukah Gedola. If you have a Avir airspace of three Tvachim, which is a problem. But we said airspace is a problem of three, and not kosher schach is a problem of four. Avir Shlosha Besukah Gedola Umiata. And you want to make it smaller. You want to make the whole smaller because you want to sit in the sukkah. Bein bekanim, whether you use kosher schach, bein bis psulin, or shbudim, even if you use non-kosher schach, havi miyot, it's going to be good. Why is it going to be good? Because let's say I have three tefachim of air, and I put in now one tefach of non-kosher. I have one tefach of non-kosher, two tefachim of air, it's good. Right? It's good. No reason not for it to be good. Besukah ketana, but if I only have a small sukkah of seven tefachim, then Abaye said this on Friday, it really changes. You know why? Because bekanim have a miyot. With kanim it's a miyot. If you use kosher, that's fine. But beshpudin lo have a miyot. But if you use non-kosher schach, it's not going to be good. Why? I reduce the three to less than three. Rashi explains, Afagaf delo mizeh velo mizeh yev shir lepuzzle. I don't have three of air, and I don't have four of puzzle schach. So why is it no good? Different reason. The whole sukkah seven tvachim big. So how much of non-kosher schach do you have already? Miyu, given the ikka gimel tvachim behad it, right? You have three tvachim of non-kosher schach. How many tvachim of kosher schach do you have? Four. Because four plus three equals seven. Right? Bahadi denafki mehekshir sukkah. But it's not a sukkah anymore. Right? Chashivi ba'apen avshayu. It's its own entity now. In other words, the three is so big. In a seven tvachim sukkah, this only applies. You have a normal size sukkah, you have three tvachim, the big deal. The whole sukkah is seven tvachim. You can't even have three tvachim of airspace, or three tvachim of non-kosher tzchach. Velomatstarfina bahadi la'ashmulu v'shur. It can't make the good shir. The lesser shir of the sukkah. You don't have a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Okay. V'hani mili menatzad. That's only true. Now we're going to get to a new topic. V'hani mili menatzad. That's only true, the three and four. Not, we're talking about regular size sukkah now. Menatzad. If it's on the end. Avo be'emtza. But if it's in the middle of a sukkah, Pligi bar of Acha v'Ravina. Racha and Ravina argue. Chad Amar yesh lavud be'emza. V'chad Amar ain lavud be'emza. Do we see lavud in the middle of a sukkah? So if you have less than three tefachim at the end of a sukkah, right? You have put on your schach. It doesn't reach the wall. It's this much of a gap. A tiny gap. Don't worry about it. Lavud. What if it's in the middle? You have an entire strip in your sukkah of airspace, going from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah, but it's less than three tefachim. So do you say lavud to close the gap in the middle of a sukkah? It's a machlokas. What's a machlokas about? My taima. Right, you hear what the question is? You have a strip of schach going through the entire, not schach, airspace. But it's less than three tefachim.
Does it close up
the gap or not? It's a machlokas. You have to see this Tosfos. Says Tosfos. It's the top Tosfos, the last wide line of Tosfos. Think about this in your head. Think about this for you by yourself. You have bamboo poles. You don't have enough of them. So you spaced them out. There's like 4 inches in between each pole. 4 inches in between each pole. Less than lavud. If you don't hold of lavud be'emza, your schach is no good. What if there's 1 inch of space in between each pole? 1 inch of space in between each pole. Well, if you don't say lavud less than three tvachim, then you have a puzzle sukkah. How could that be? Vim Tomar says Tosos, 1 minute. Im ein lavud be'emza, if we don't say lavud in the middle of a sukkah, only by the end, if we don't say lavud in the middle, im kein, tziltza meruba mechamasa, if you have more shade than sun, which is what you need, tipasel, your sukkah should be puzzle. Add until, shetehe mechuse yafe, it has to be really, really covered. You have 1 inch of space in between each pole, each bamboo pole. We don't say lavud. That's more shade than sun. 100%. Should be no good. Why? We don't say lavud b'emza. How could that be? In order for this to happen, in order for you to have a good sukkah now, according to this, you have to have mamish, pile on the bamboo. Right? Uva has to be thick. Come in bias, like a house. Shlo yehei bo nekev. There can't be any holes. What if you have one spot where there's a hole? One spot. I'm missing one pole. So in one spot, there's 1 inch of space. Well, if you don't say love it, it's pasul sukkah. Think about that for a minute. Right? Tosfos that doesn't make any sense. Lav perchei. That's not a kasha. The hachamayri, kisha'av mahalach al panei kula. Where the airspace goes across the entire length of the sukkah. V'haschach nechlach l'shnayim. And it separates the schach into two. So if you have a, right? V'ha de'ein schach pasel posel b'pachos me'arba. Okay, that's it. You know what he's saying? You know what Tosfos' answer is? Tosfos' answer is, it's only a problem when it's, you have a hole, a little tiny spot of exposure. It's not an issue. It's only when it goes from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah. What about my case of the poles? You have 1 inch of space in between. And it goes from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah. Is that going to pasel your sukkah? I don't know. If you hold ein lavud be'emza. Right? So it's such an interesting, right? Yeah. Okay. So now,
in the world of bamboo, everyone was relying on that thing. Well, I'm lucky, yeah.
Correct. Unless you have so much, there's no space. Yeah. Not so realistic. Now, my time at Dan Dharma Yesh Lavud Be'emza. Why? Who holds Lavud Be'emza? Why is it Lavud Be'emza? The Tanya. It's an old story. Korei Hayotze Mikotzel Ze Ve'ena Magnagash B'Kotzel Acher. Let's say you have a, you want to make a korah, a beam across your chatzar. Right? Your chatzar is, let's say, 10 amos wide. But you don't have a, your beam is only 9.8 amos wide. So you put the beam on top, it doesn't reach the other wall. There's a little bit of a gap. Or, that's lavud. Or, V'chein shtei koros. Echidot is mikol zev, echidot is mikol zev, echidot is mikol zev. You have two beams coming like this, and they don't meet. They don't meet. There's less lavud be'emsa. What does the Gemara say? No problem. Lavud. Right? So, pachos mishlosha, enotzarach lavi korach heres. If it's less than three, you're good to go. Why? What do you see from here? Lavud be'emsa. Shlosha, tzarach lavi korach heres. If it's more than three, you have to bring another beam. Fill that, close that gap. What do you see? If it's less than three, I say lavud. The iduch, what does the other one say back to this? He held there's no lavud be'emsa. Shiny korach, the rabbanon. Korach only did the rabbanon. Okay? Now, my time at Vanda Armor ain't love of Be'emsa. Who holds there's no love of Be'emsa? By the way, we hold yesh love of Be'emsa, Jay, so we're good. Right now, who holds ain't love of Be'emsa? Ditnan. It's a complicated Mishnah now in Ohalos. Okay? Ready for this Mishnah? You have a skylight, a hole in your ceiling, and the hole in the ceiling is one tefach thick, one tefach opening, which is less than love of it. One tefach opening. Now we have a rule, if there's a mace in the room, everything in the room is tamei. That's a rule. Ohel. Everything in the room is tamei. Aruba shebabayas. If you have an aruba in the house, you have a skylight in your house, uba poseach tefach, and then someone carves out a tefach of airspace going up in the ceiling. Tuma babayas, kula babayas. That tefach of airspace doesn't save everything in the room from becoming tameh. Why? It's still considered a ceiling. Right? Still considered, unless the item is directly underneath the skylight. Masha keneged aruba, tahar. What's underneath the aruba is tahar. Okay? What do you see from here? That you don't say, love of be'emta. We didn't close it off. We didn't close it off. Whatever's underneath the skylight is tahar. That's because it's underneath the skylight. But whatever's not underneath the skylight is tamei. What do you see from here? No love of be'emsa. Tuma kineged aruba. Now, if the tuma is under the skylight, what if the tuma's under the skylight? Then, kol habayis kulo tahar. And everything is tar. Why? Because the tumah is not underneath an ohel. It's underneath an open space. Okay? Now, you see that? So from here we see, ain't loved be'emza. And the Gemara is going to answer, well, what about the one who holds yesh loved be'emza? Don't bring me riots from tumah. Yeah, exactly. Now, the Gemara now is going to say something which sounds like it's repetitive. Okay? Ein baruba poseach tefach. If the aruba doesn't have a tefach, tuma babayis. There's tuma in the house. Kineged aruba tar. But if it's underneath the aruba, whatever's underneath the skylight is tar. Tuma kineged aruba. If the tuma is underneath the skylight, kol habayis kulo tar. The whole house is tar. We just said that. We literally just said that. So Rashi says. So in the Rashi, right before the lines get wide, Sefer Garcin and Kiresha. The Sefer and the Resha say the exact same thing, right? Ubedvarim Acherim Yesh Beneim Chilek Mishnah the Olos. If you want to know what the difference is between these two members, go learn Maseches Olos. That's not our issue right now. Our issue now is Lavud, and we just got to finish saying that this person holds Ein Lavud Yesh Lavud Beemsa, right? Ein Lavud Beemsa, Ein Lavud Beemsa. When I'm bringing down the whole, this is not Masechta Zolos. This is Masechta Sukkah. Right? Vizeo Rosh HaPerek Aruba Besoch HaBayis. Go learn Masechta Zolos and you'll see the difference between this memra and the previous memra. They sound like to us the exact same thing. Right? If you look at the Tosfos, Ein Baruba, he says the same thing. Besefer Garcia and Kiresha. The Sefer says the exact same thing as the Resha. Ubedvar Machem Yesh Beneim. Chiluk. Besechta Zolos, Perak Yod. Go learn Perak Yod of Masechta Zolos. And you'll see the difference in these two statements. V'hacha lo ma'isi la kula. We didn't bring down the whole story. We don't need the whole story. What we needed, we're done. V'derech, shederech ha'gemar l'katzeh mishnayas shal seder tairas. We don't need to go to whole arichas and seder tairas about this issue. All we needed to get out of this Mishnah was, ain't love it be emsa. Okay? Ain't love it be emsa. Thankfully, we hold yesh love it be emsa. Right?
No one would have sukkah.
What?
Otherwise, no one
would have a kosher sukkah. Exactly. Okay. Now, the idduch, what about the other one? What about the other man, the Amar, who held yesh love it be emsa? No, shiny hilchas tuma, dachi gemirila. Don't bring me a raya from hilchas tuma. It's a different story. It's a tradition. Don't bring me a raya. Okay. New story now. Darash Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi darshened. Bayat shenivches. If you have a room, and you carve out a skylight, v'sichei chagabov, and you put schocha on top of the skylight, k'shera. It's good. Like we've been saying all along. As long as it's less than 4 amos from the walls, it's good to go. Amar lefanav Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi, Peresh, right? Explain yourself. Is that true if the walls are far away? Like, what's the story here? Explain yourself. Kach Peresh Abba. Yeah, this is what my father, Rabbi Yossi, said. Arba Amos Psula, Pachos Me Arba Amos Kshera. That's right. It has to be less than 4 amos from the walls. Otherwise, it's good. And then it's good. Okay? Darash Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi darshened. Avruma, it's some kind of fish. Avruma shari. An avruma fish is a kosher fish. Okay? Where am I here? 1 second. I lost my place. Yeah. Umber lefun of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Pirish. Rabbi explain. Well, Rabbi, explain. Kacha Maraba. So said Rabbi Yossi, Shalmakom Ploni Asura, Shalmakom Ploni Muteras. This fish, in that river, the fish are kosher. In the other river, they're not kosher. Kiyot Amar Abaya, like Abaya said, Hai Tzachanta, what's the issue here with this fish? So we'll see in a minute. Hai Tzachanta, Debav, Nahara, Sharia. The Tzachanta fish from the river Debav is kosher. My time, why is it kosher? So, Ilema Mishom de Deridifi Maya. Is it because the waters are very, very strong? It's a very strongly currented river. The high dag tame, kiven de les lechud hashedra, and since non-kosher fish don't have a spine, lo matzi koyim, they can't survive in that river because they're too weak to survive. So it must be it's a kosher fish. V'hakachazir and dekay, they're there. That can't be true. They're there. V'il elamishum de malichi maya, the water is very salty. The high dog tame and non-kosher fish, kivin de les le klifi, they don't have scales, lo motzi koi, they can't survive in that river. Voka chazir and dekoi, but they are there, they're there. Ella, the answer is, mishom dom lemarbe tinaihu dog tame. The answer is that there's not a lot of dirt that's eaten by the fish, and therefore there's no non-kosher fish. Apparently, I don't know what this means really, right? Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Vo'idnab, nowadays, the Shafichi Nahar Eson V'Nahar Gamda Lahasam Asira. Now that the other rivers flow into it, now you do have problems with dirt. I think the fish eating non-kosher bugs, so when you eat the fish, there's a non-kosher bugs in there. So that's what I think Rashi was saying, and therefore you have a problem. Okay, that was a side point. The only reason this was brought in was because it was the same memra. He said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of his father, so he said it over. One was about Dofan Akuma, one was about the fish. Back to Masechta Sukkah. Itmar. I have to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. We had this on Friday, and we talked about Pitikra. We're going to do a case of Pitikra now. Pitikra means you have an imaginary wall. But we said on Friday, by the case of good achis, if a wall built from the ceiling down to the floor, and it doesn't reach all the way down to the floor, if it's more than three tvachim from the floor, it's a problem. How do we make that make sense? So because a goat can go underneath. But a goat can walk, if you say pitikra, there's no wall at all. So what's the pshat in that? So on Friday we didn't understand it. I think we might have a little bit of an answer. We might have an answer now. So Abaye says like this, Itmar, Sichei Chagabi Achsadra. Now, here's what an achsadra means. You have houses, right? On top of the houses, they built a ledge. So that when you're coming out of your, when you're walking down and you're fumbling for your keys, you're standing under dry space, right? It's a ledge. That ledge is a few feet, let's say call it feet, from the, there's a wall of apartments, right? A wall of apartments, which is a wall. But then there's a ledge coming out. And the ledge on the other side of the street. So if you build schach over the ledges, you're going to have to rely on Dofen Akuma. Because the wall is not near the ledge. Right? Now, what if the ledge is more than 4 amos away? You have a Dofen Akuma problem. Right? The ledge can't be more than 4 amos big. What if it is? You have a Dofen Akuma problem. So to get around the problem, they built Petzimin. They could have done, maybe they did it just before Sukkos. Petzimin are poles. They put poles with lavud, a pole, less than 3 tvachim, another pole. Less than 3 tvachim, another pole. Right? Now, if you have a ledge coming out, and the ledge is more than 4 tvachim away from the wall, so what do? You build petzimin. You build petzimin. So those are poles. You have lavud. Now I can put the schach over the ledge. I'm good. What if you don't have petzimin? If you don't have petzimin, Abaya amar kshera, v'rava amar psula. Abaya says it's good, Rava says it's no good. Abaya amar kshera, Abaya says it's good. If you don't have petzimin, it's good. How can it be good?
The ledge is still less than 4 amos.
No, that's not what he's going to say. The ledge is more than 4 amos away. How could it possibly be good? I'll tell you how. Omrinon, pi tikra yored v'sosed. Pi tikra. I have a ledge coming out, right? It's more than 4 amos away from the wall. So the wall of the apartments, I can't use that wall. But I have a ledge coming out. I'll say pi tikra. I'll pretend the wall... What?
Well, we said that every single time. Well, all these cases before, you say P. Tikra. You answered.
Correct. It's crazy. It's P. Tikra. V'rava Amar Psula. It's no good. Lo Amrinan P. Tikra. You already so same. We don't say such a thing as P. Tikra. Right? Okay. What is P. Tikra? What kind of thing is this? What kind of, what is it? Halacha Moshe Sinai? Is it, what is it? What is it? Right. Well, all those, what is it? How can Abaya, even though we never hold like Abaya, right? But Abaya, he's a big tzaddik. He's a big Amora. He's top 10 Amora. And he's saying something which Lechora undoes the whole Besachta Sukkah. Because if you say P-Tikra, like David said, and there's no rules. It's an excellent question. Rashi holds, what?
Size.
So if P. Tikra is good with zero wall, then how could be good with a wall? How could good achas be a problem? We had the case with the goat. How could that be a problem? If you don't have a whole wall, not being there is good. If you don't need a wall at all, it's fine. But if you have a wall, and it's less than 3 tvachim, it's all no good. How could that be?
See, the problem is the picture that he has over here.
Yeah. With
the whole sukkah.
Why? Right.
Exactly on the other side, if you're looking at it, either you're going to get mistaken that this is a good sukkah because of the size from the...
Right.
Wall, which we don't have. It's too much for Dofen Akuma. We've agreed to that, right?
Right.
Right? So what do you actually have here?
You don't have any walls.
You don't have any walls, or you have a puzzle sukkah.
Correct. So this could possibly be an answer. Tosfos says that P. Tikra, and this answers the question with the goat. But Rashi doesn't hold like this. Rashi holds that P. Tikra is a subcategory of good achas.
Of course it is.
Right? Tosfos says no. P. Tikra works not on good achas, because you have the case of the goat. How do you answer that case? P. Tikra means, listen to this, P. Tikra means it's an entrance. And if it's an entrance, of course there's no issue with a goat. Goats can come in too. When do we say there's a problem with a goat? When it's a wall. If a goat can come in, it's not a wall. Walls are supposed to leave out people and goats, not let them in. So I don't want the goat coming in. So if the goat could come in, what kind of wall is this? If it's an entrance, well, of course I want the goat in here. I want you in here too. So if you say it's as of entrances, what kind of sukkah has four entrances? What kind of funny sukkah is that? I hear what Tosa is saying for one side. I'll say particular for one side. It's a din of an entrance. And then, the adarabba, I want the goat to come in. I want the people to come in. If I have a din of a wall, what's the goat doing in here? A wall's to keep people out. Right? Ask President Trump. Walls to keep people out. I don't want them in here. So then the wall's not really a wall. It's a problem. That's why if the goat could come in, it's not a wall. It's a fake wall. I don't want them in. But if P. Tikra works from a din of an entrance, of course I want them in. Now how can you say P. Tikra four times?
Exactly.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Unless it's the O.L. if not from Athena.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? So, Amalei Rav Abaya, Lidi Da, according to you, Damarta P. Tikra Yor V'Sosem, you say Yor V'Sosem, Afilu Hifchis Dofen Emtsoi, meaning, you have three walls, shaped like a C, and then I remove one of the back walls. So all I have are two walls. All I have are two walls, and I put Tzchach on side, with my third and fourth wall. P. Tikra? The Rav says to Abaye, want to say Pitikra? Now, the Gemara says a case, Afilu hifchis dofen emtsoi. You remove the middle wall. You only need three walls. So I remove the third wall. There's a whole hack if you have to build three walls and then remove it, or you can start with two. Why would the Gemara say you remove the third wall? Like as if I put it there first, put the schach on, and took the wall away. I needed the wood for something else. That's a discussion. So, it says Rafa, what kind of sukkah is this? This is a two-walled sukkah? You have a two-walled sukkah? I have one wall here, one wall here, I put tzchach on top, Pitikra! I can walk right through. So, Amalei, Modina Lach Bahi, Tavale Kemavim Mefulash. Now it's like a Mavim Mefulash. What does Mavim Mefulash mean? Now that I have that. If a Mavim Mefulash, you can't carry in there. So, the Pnei Yeshua says, just like we're gozer on a Mavim Mefulash, we're gozer on a sukkah. Really, Abai would say, I agree, it's a good sukkah. It's a good sukkah. Why? Pitikra. And according to Tosfos, it makes a little bit sense. You have two entrances. Not a question of walls. Entrances. Makes a little bit sense. The problem is, people are going to get mixed up. Oh, this is a good sukkah. Why can't I carry that mavui? Tosfos are foolish. So because of that reason, Abaye says, I agree with you, Rava. I don't agree with you at all. I don't agree with you, Rava. By the Mavim Mefulash, I agree with you. By the Sukkah Mefulash, I agree with you. Because people are going to confuse it with the Mavim Mefulash. But if you have a case like an Achsadra, no one's going to make that mistake. Then I hold Pitikra.
Now we have to start counting how many walls there are before we say Pitikra?
Exactly. So I'm not 100% sure of the Sugya. Right? I'm not 100% sure. Now we'll just finish up. Lema Abaye Rav of Apollo to the Rav Shmuel Kamiflagi. Let's say Abaye Rav are arguing an old story. Right, of Rav and Shmuel who lived before them. The Itmar, there's a story like this. Achsadra bebika. You have an achsadra in a bika. What's an achsadra? Like a chuppah. Four posts with a roof on top. And you're in there, on Shabbos. Rav Amar, mutala kaltaltal bakulo. Rav says you can carry in there. Why? Pitikra. I pretend there's four walls in here, it's a private space. Amrinan Pitikra, you ever saw the same? Shmuel Amar, you can only carry 4 ounces, which means you can't carry. This thing could be 20 ounces wide. You can't carry it. 4 ounces you can carry, because that's really your body. Why? We don't say Pitikra. Right? So, what do you see from here? It's the exact same Shita. Abaya holds like Rav, who we paskin like, and Shmuel holds like Rava. Rava holds like Shmuel. No. Says the Gemara, no. I'll leave it to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that you can't carry in there. Kuli amalo pligi. Everybody would agree that you can't carry in there. Everybody would agree you can't carry in there. Why? Who's the kasha on? The kasha's on Abaya, right? Everyone would agree you can't carry in there.
Can't carry in the sukkah.
In the achsadra, right?
it says with respect to Shmuel, everyone would agree that he would be deemed a sukkah and valid, as Rob maintains.
Say again?
It says with respect to Shmuel, everyone, meaning Abai and Rav, agree that they would deem the sukkah invalid.
That's right. Everybody would agree it's invalid.
Right.
Why would everybody agree it's invalid? That even Abaya, who allowed Pitikra, would agree it's invalid. Why is it invalid? Why is it invalid? And the answer is, because the same answer before, that whether you want to, the walls are for the outside or for the inside. Ki pligi, when's a machlokas about, aliba de Rav, according to Rav. Abaya karav. Abaya held like Rav, pitikra. Rav amar, Rav amalach, ad kan la omar hasam, el de mechitzos lach sadru davidi. By us, by the achsadra, why are the mechitzos at all? The mechitzos service the achsadra. Therefore, I'll say pitikra. Aval hacha, but over here, mechitzos lach sadru davidi. The posts are done for the why do you make posts on a why are there four posts with a roof on top? Why is that? Like a gazebo type of thing. Why is that? For the achsadra. Over here, you didn't make the ledge for the sukkah. You didn't do that. Therefore, lo. Therefore, lo lav lahachi avid. I'm sorry. Aval hacha, the lav lahachi avidi. Here, you didn't make the sukkah for the achsadra. Nothing to do with the sukkah. You tried to make a sukkah on an achsadra. Lo, we would not say pitikra, and therefore it would be possible.
This
yeah.
doesn't sit so comfortably with what Tosfos was saying about it being an entrance, though, because that might work.
Correct. Sukkah. Correct. So I tell you the truth. You need to spend a lot of time on what exactly pitikra is.
Right.
Because we don't really know what it is. And how that fits in with the case of
it. Is, and now it doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly. So we need to get really, we need to flesh out really what it is. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.